Thank you for calling customer support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, Morgan. This is Linda Foster in Deary, Idaho. And I've had charges on my credit card from FastBoost that are incorrect. And Mercedes, and the gal I talked to before you, canceled that. And I have a cancellation number, but I need those charges reversed for the last few months.
Yes, ma'am. Can I get your first and last name again?
Yeah, Linda Foster.
Yes, and what was your mailing address?
P.O. Box 126, Deary, Idaho, 83823.
You said a P.O. Box? Could it be a physical address?
Well, I do have a physical address, but my mailing address is a P.O. Box.
Yes, and this address is on Line Street, or the account, or the address is on this account on Line Street.
Okay, 801 Line Street.
Yes, ma'am, I do see your order was placed for a foot massager, and you said you don't recall placing that order.
No, I don't. And then Mercedes said she saw it marked as a returned product because I did not order that.
Yes, ma'am. It looks like it was ordered for the $7.45 shipping handling underneath the email address T as in Tom, L, and as in Nancy, Foster, at juno.com. Are you familiar with that email address and the phone number 208-877-1673?
Yes. But why I've continued to receive, to have a charge fast boost for $49.97 for the next 3 months.
So whenever you place the order for that foot massager, that is a entry gift into our monthly subscription. However, if you don't recall placing that order, we can go ahead and make sure this account is canceled. We can also submit this as a claim for fraud.
Yeah, and I've never even received any fast boost. I don't know what, I mean, looking at a website, it's an energy drink or something.
We don't sell energy drinks. This order's for a foot massager.
Oh, no, I don't know what, no, I haven't done any of it.
Yes, ma'am. So if you don't recall placing that order for the foot massager or doing that shipping and handling for $7.45, we can go ahead and submit this as a claim for fraud. We do have to let you know our claims for fraud do get submitted to the local authorities. They'll track the IP address and the device where the order was placed and prosecute anyone that has placed their order. So we do have to verify it does not trace back to you or anyone in your household.
No, my husband would be the only one else who uses the credit card, and he didn't get a smartphone until the end of November, so he wouldn't have done that. So tell me, I mean, what kind of foot massager is that? Or do you know?
Yeah, Sam. So it would have just been like a pad kind of thing, like you lay it on the ground, it's sort of flat, and you put your feet on it. You can either stand on it or, like, just, you know, sit with your feet on it.
Okay. I actually do have one of those, but I don't know what the fast boost is.
Yes, and that's just how it builds in your account, but this order was for a foot massager.
Well, and maybe I did do that 745 one, but why... I called the number by Fast Boost and got you guys.
Yes, and again, it could bill differently depending on how you saw the advertisement. But this order's for a foot massager. So
okay.
You did place the order for the foot massager?
I may have. But I haven't. I don't have anything continuing for the Fast Boost for $49.97 every month.
Again, this order is not for a Fast Boost, just for a foot massager. Whenever you place the order, that's an entry gift into our monthly subscription.
What's the monthly subscription mean?
You get a $125 gift card towards any purchase in our store for the $49.97. That would have been emailed to the email address TS and Tom L and is Nancy Foster at gmail.com.
But I've never received anything further like that. So Fast Boost is what?
That's just how it bills in your account. The billing name, but that's not what the order's for.
Okay. Well, I need that canceled, and I'd really rather have my money back because I've gotten nothing for the $49.97.
Yes, unless the account was canceled, that stops any future billings. So you said you did authorize the shipping, handling, and place to order for the foot massager?
And was that just a $7.45?
That's the shipping and handling for the foot massager. That's correct. But like I said, that's a subscription whenever you place the order. It's a gift for entering the subscription.
Wow. I did not know that, and I know nothing about that. Why and maybe I'm not talking about the same thing because she thought she saw that was returned to sender. Is there any way to get the refund for those $49.97 for the last 3 months?
Yes, and so if you didn't place the order, like I said, we could submit this as a claim for fraud. We'd prosecute whoever did place the order, and we can proceed from there. However, if you place the order, we cannot issue a refund for 3 months' charges. It'd be a valid charge because the order was placed. We can issue a partial refund for 50% on the latest charge, but that's the most we could offer if you did actually place the order.
I do not remember placing the order for that.
So we can go ahead and submit this as a claim for fraud. Like I said, the investigation takes 24 hours. If it comes back as actual fraud, a refund will be posted in 3 to 5 days.
Yeah, let's do that because I don't even know what you're talking about as far as the subscription and the gift card or whatever you're talking about. And I've never received anything of that.
Yes, I mean, you said you did not do the shipping and handling, though, or do the order for the foot massager.
I may have because I got that, but I did not understand that I was subscribing.
Yes, ma'am. So then we can't submit this as a claim for fraud because you did in fact place the order for the foot massager.
But I didn't know that it was I was placing something for $49.97 every month.
Yes, ma'am. It's stated on the website whenever you place the order.
You know what? I'm just going to call my credit card and have them investigate it.
Yes, what happens when you file a dispute with your bank is that they issue a temporary refund during the dispute process, but if they do verify that the order was placed, they put your account into a chargeback. And once a chargeback happens, it basically means they remove the temporary refund, and they issue the refund back to the merchant, and we don't issue any kind of refund once a chargeback happens. As a one-time courtesy, we can refund the latest month charge, but if you place the order, it's a valid charge just because you agreed to the terms and conditions.
Is there any way for you to send me proof that was on when I placed that order?
I can provide you the website where the order was placed from.
What website was that?
Give me one moment. So the website for the foot massager is extremediscountsupply.com.
Okay, thanks for your help. Bye.
Yes, and so would you like the refund on the latest charge?